Welcome to 9 to 5 Mech Daily for Monday, May 13th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. On Friday, we published our full PowerBeats probe review following our initial hands-on and first impressions story. And while initial pre-orders weren't promised to arrive until today, many pre-order customers started receiving deliveries on May 10th, as promised in the original announcement. In-store availability is another story, however, with new orders arriving around June 6th and in-store pickup 1 week later. Stay tuned later today or early tomorrow for Jeff Benjamin's video review of Beats Power Beats Pro. And be sure to read my full review on 9to5 Mac if you haven't yet. And over the weekend, new photos surfaced online of the physical version of Apple's new credit card in its packaging. Apple says its new Apple Card will launch in the U.S. this summer, and photos of the physical card are allegedly shared by an employee internally testing the credit card before it launches. In addition to cashback benefits, Apple Card will offer a digital version, primarily with a titanium physical card that you can pair with your iPhone to activate it for use in stores where Apple Pay is not available. In iPhone rumors, new photos of the physical molds of this fall's iPhone lineup have surfaced online, showing off three screen sizes like we have today, and much larger camera modules on the back compared to current iPhones. The smaller and largest model is expected to have a three-camera system for the first time, contained in a pretty large square bump on the backside, while the mid-sized iPhone is expected to switch from a single camera system to a dual camera system, but recent rumors have suggested all three new iPhones will use the larger square camera module for reasons unknown. The iPhone X and iPhone XS feature dual camera systems without the larger square module. And the Japanese blog Mako Takara reports that the new mid-sized iPhone will come in two new colors, with green and lavender reportedly replacing blue and coral, two of the current iPhone XR colors. Black, white, yellow, and red will presumably stay in the lineup. And on Saturday, Apple opened the doors to its newest Apple store in Washington, D.C., at the new Apple Carnegie Library location. 9to5 Mac's Michael Stieber attended the press preview on Thursday, as well as the grand opening on Saturday, with the city's mayor and Apple CEO Tim Cook in attendance. Now, let's check in with my colleague Bradley Chambers.
Thanks, Zach. Hey, on Saturday, my Making the Great column was looking at the G Suite webmail interface versus Apple Mail. And obviously, this is only pertinent to schools who use G Suite. And looking at, like, what's the best app for schools to use? And there's a variety of ways to look at this from, like, an end-user perspective, from a system administrator perspective, and then just a usability perspective. So I kind of just broke down, like, the pros and cons. I mean, I personally like Apple Mail because I like to have multiple emails, email accounts coming into one app. But then there's a lot of awesome features in G Suite on the web that you just don't get. A simple example is the send later feature that's now built in to G Suite on the web. And if your workflows are heavily built into Google Drive, G Suite does a really good job with that on the web. And then on Sunday, I was looking at the best podcast app for the Apple Watch. Now, I had some comments about, like, hey, where's Pocket Cast in this, or where's Castro? This is looking at apps that are like offline playback. So not like a controller or just a way to interact with it, but like, hey, I am on a run without my phone. How do I listen to podcasts? So looking at Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and then Outcast. Really, in my opinion, the really two competitors here are Overcast and Apple Podcasts, because they also have native clients on the iPhone as well, where Outcast simply is like a way to use your watch to listen to podcasts. And this might be useful if you're a heavy, say, Castro user or a Spotify user, and you just want the ability to listen to a one-off show on your Apple Watch. For me personally, I want my Apple Watch and my iPhone to kind of be in sync with those. And so pluses and minuses to both Apple Podcasts and Overcast. One of the benefits of Apple Podcasts is it supports LTE streaming. But one of the negatives is it only syncs podcasts when your watch is on the charger. So the downside here is, like, let's say you're going on a run after work and you don't have an LTE watch and you don't have a charger at work, any shows that have come out that day, you don't have a way to transfer them. So check out the articles. Both the links will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com.